We recap the CMAs and give you everything you missed backstage. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Thursday, November 11th.
I always felt, truthfully felt, like it would never be possible because of my sexuality to be here.
The 55th annual CMA Awards, hosted by Luke Bryan, were heavy on performances and gratitude. There were also historic firsts, including brothers Osborne's TJ Osborne kissing his boyfriend before accepting Vocal Duo of the Year. TJ also delivered a message of hope.
And I just wish, my younger me could see me now.
When hitting the stage with his brother John for Younger Me. Jimmy Allen became the second person of color following Darius Rucker in 2009 to win New Artist of the Year. Empowering Black women, Mickey Guyton, Brittany Spencer, and Madeline Edwards teamed up for an emotional take on Mickey's Love My Hair.
I love my hair.
Last year's Entertainer of the Year, Eric Church, turned in a smoldering performance of Heart on Fire. On the heels of playing Aretha Franklin in Respect, Jennifer Hudson delivered Willie Nelson's The Nightlife, recorded by Aretha in 1967. Joined by Chris Stapleton, Jennifer then switched to You Are My Sunshine. Later on, Stapleton, who won Male Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year, Single and Song of the Year for Starting Over, showed why he was the night's big winner with Cold.
Why you got to be so cold?
Luke Combs won Entertainer of the Year 3 years after winning New Artist of the Year. Dan and Shay made their CMA's return for their hit single, I Should Probably Go to Bed. Female Vocalist of the Year, Carly Pierce, along with Ashley McBride, offered Never Wanted to Be That Girl, an updated version of Reba McEntire and Linda Davis's 1993 smash, Does He Love You? Thomas Rhett showed off his singing chops with a stripped-down rendition of Country Again, and Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood performed If I Didn't Love You for the first time on live TV. Other big winners from the night, Old Dominion took Vocal Group of the Year. Kelsey Ballerini and Kenny Chesney's Half of My Hometown won Musical Event of the Year and Music Video of the Year. And fiddle player Janae Fleener, who 2 years ago became the first woman to win Musician of the Year, won in that category for the third year in a row.
Chris Stapleton and Jennifer Hudson? There were so many big moments at this year's CMAs, but some of the best happened offstage during the annual CMA Awards press conference, which was held virtually. Chris Stapleton talked about those Taylor Swift and Adele collabs. Here's what he had to say.
I can tell you very simply, they called and I answered. Those are calls that you pick up and you be like, what do you want me to do? Okay, cool. You know, that's how that goes. That's what I can tell you about it. The rest of it is, they'll have to tell you on their own time.
And a meaningful moment happened when brothers Osborne's TJ Osborne reflected on the duo's fourth Vocal Duo of the Year win after he came out as gay earlier this year.
You know, when I came out, I did not know what how that would be recepted. That's where I really felt like tonight it was, out of all the crazy in this world that's going on right now and gets a lot of attention, that, something very positive happened tonight. And it was just so wonderful to experience that.
Luke Bryan said of his upcoming Vegas show, I grew up listening to Elvis's Vegas album, and I always said one day I'd like to stand up there like Elvis and just, croon and sweat. But just that, not some of the other stuff. Can't wait for that show. That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.